news for Tilia, an English-speaking anarchist radio show with international and local perspective. At Radio Blau, Leipzig.
Hello, hello. In the studio again. Sadly, without Camilla today, but not only bad news. Hannah joined me spontaneously in the studio. I'm really happy to announce that.
Hi. So
Hi.
I'm Thanks not for alone.
Having me. Yeah, really cool. And she will basically do a little report about the demo which took place today in Connewitz here in Leipzig, which is under the motto "Fight Back." You will listen more about that in some time. So briefly, what we will have today in the show, basically it's that report about the demo and a longer interview done by the comrades from Final Straw again. It's not the whole interview, but parts of it. And they interviewed two people from Belarus about the uprising there and the lessons they learned from it, and also the current political prisoners and so on.
But first, news.
Some short news, like always, and very first, some music.
Cooking the masterpiece, who got the spatula? Hamming it up, yo, smiling for the cameras. Nothing to prove, I'm a force to be reckoned. Vicious and seditious, woe against the bitches. Never compare me to another, I'm an orphan with my own style. Thugging on these silly dime a dozens. I'm just a diamond in a rough and a rugged, shining from the pressure, love my imperfections. All of the money in the world couldn't buy me. And your manners are appalling when you rhyme in. Lady of grace, like Mary Magdalene. Pussy making miracles, all the rest is average. Repeat the mantra on a daily. Two words, fuck you. Two more, pay me.
Fire in the sky, life's a bitch and then you die. You gon' sit and let it slide or you gon' get up, get up.
Attention, we public school kids learning real life lessons while the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. They took our last name, put us in the slave quarters. A menace with my paper and my pencil. Watchdog, I'm the one to blow the whistle. And I ain't talking short, I'm talking about real issues. Like why too short, still call women bitches. Black and brown men in the pen in the millions. And why I can't wear what I want, mind your business. The martyrs didn't die for a mention, so I ain't putting out no sex tape for retention. Cause black and brown people in the South, they still lynching. A woman getting raped every 25 seconds. That's why I ain't afraid of these thugs, cause we live by the gun, so we die by the gun.
Fire in the sky, life's a bitch and then you die. You gon' sit and let it slide or you gon' get up, get up, get up, get up.
This country was built on gangs. You know, I think this country still is run on gangs. Republicans, Democrats, the police department, the FBI, the CIA, those are gangs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The correctional officers. Mm-hmm. I had a correctional officer tell me straight up, we the biggest gang in New York State. Straight up. You know what I mean? So, this whole country is built on gangs. We just have to not be so self-destructive about it. Organize, you know?
With our news part of the show, the short news, and the first news is that sadly Köppi Wagenplatz was evicted yesterday. The people from the place tried to resist with stones, fire extinguishers, and other stuff, but had no chance against the pigs. So, happily, a lot of solidarity actions took place all over the world already. And also in Berlin, I guess the last word isn't spoken yet. So our second short news is solidarity with the guerrilla workers. We reported on that topic in one of our last shows. Now we have to announce that the bosses from guerrillas fired all the workers which were involved in the Wildcat strike back in these days. And that... It's not only some, it's about like 350 workers were fired, and also members of the Wahlvorstand and the candidates for the Betriebsrat, which are normally like hardly protected by so-called German workers laws or laborer laws. Yeah, so don't hesitate to carry out other actions in solidarity with them. Don't leave them alone. It's really, really fucked up situation that the bosses feel that like strong that they just fire that many workers without any real reason from my point of perspective. So, and our last short news today is also a really bad one, and it's about two anti-fascists from Stuttgart. They were sentenced to 4.5 and 5.5 years. They were accused because of the participation in a coordinated attack against fascists from the so-called Zentrum Automobil, and in this attack three of the fascists were injured. Several actions in solidarity with Joe and Dai took place, and so far it's really hard to serve a sentence like that. And we hope that they will do as good as possible. So that's it with the short news. So we will again listen to some music, and then we will go on with our really, really cool report from the demo today.
So let's talk about the demonstration today. Mm-hmm. So today 350 people, or more than 350 people, were demonstrating and protesting in Connewitz, a Kiez, where there's a lot of male dominance, sexual harassment, and women, intersex people, trans people, and non-binary people were protesting, and their allies. We can first listen to the protest and what it was like, maybe. So a call to outcall violators and people who are aggressive, people who sexual harassers, basically. I talked to the organizers, and they were really glad that the protest was that big, although they wanted the cops to stay back a bit more. And Mietze from the organizing crew, she told me what the idea was for the demonstration, because first they did cornered. What's the English word?
Yeah, I don't know. Just they hang around the corner next to the place where the harassments took place before.
Yeah. In the center of Connewitz, like in next to the Stö, and it's called the corner is called Affenfelsen, which is symptomatic because the Affenfelsen is like a rock where the monkeys sit, and the monkeys are cis men in this scenario. So she told me they were first doing these kind of direct action, or just hanging around and taking back space. And then they wanted to do a bigger thing.
Did she also tell you about what, if there was some reaction, or did you hear something about it? What was the reaction on the streets about this corner and whatever?
Yeah, when they were hanging around that place and speaking up about sexual harassment, of course there were people who didn't like that. And she told me about it.
Die größtenteils natürlich Cis-Männer, die sich von uns sehr, sehr gestört fühlen, die, wie wir es so schon sagen, getroffen wurden, also getroffen ohne die Bellen, es überhaupt nicht verstehen können, dass plötzlich Flinterpersonen als größere Gruppe dort cornern und die Person sich in ihrer Männlichkeit oder in ihrer Situation, dass ihnen jetzt dieser Kiez gehört oder ihnen dieser Späti gehört, sehr, sehr bedroht von uns fühlen. Und das reicht von Drohungen zu tatsächlichen Angriffen, zu verbal wie auch körperlich. Es ist wie ein Wespennest, in das wir reingestochen haben. Und das ist auf der einen Seite sehr, sehr kräfteraubend und das ist für uns alle sehr anstrengend. Aber es fühlt sich auch sehr, sehr gut an zu merken, dass es an den richtigen Stellen tatsächlich passiert.
Natürlich. Was glaubt ihr, wie viele Leute da sind?
Okay, I didn't cut the last part. So she said it was like a wasp's nest where they stepped into. So there was a lot of harassment, a lot of verbal assaults, sexist comments, but also like violence. People were touched also. At these gatherings, Conan. So they wanted to do a bigger thing, and they wanted to raise awareness about this and about the people in the neighborhood who were sexually harassed. But that wasn't the only topic. It was also about femicides. So women being, or also trans people, non-binary people being killed because they were they had their gender. So It was also about the Tattoo Studio where people were sexually harassed. Fährmann is the name. It's not a tattoo studio anymore, but yeah, they protested against that and also yeah against catcalling. Yeah, but she, let's hear her voice. She told me why they did the protest in the first place.
Also erstens glaube ich, weil ich gerne mich und alle anderen dafür mehr sensibilisieren möchte, was Femizide sind, was Feminismus ist, was Patriarchat bedeutet, was Catcalling bedeutet, so dieses Ganze. Und ich glaube speziell nochmal, weil ich hier in der Gegend also aufgewachsen bin auch und viel Zeit als Jugendliche verbracht habe und jetzt so nach 15, 16 Jahren das extrem gut finde, dass es auch hier mal angekommen ist. In einem Viertel, wo viele Menschen denken, glaube ich auch, dass das nicht existiert oder dass es keine Probleme gibt.
So that was actually someone attending the protest, Sophie, and she told me she wanted to be part of the protest because she was growing up there and that she was experiencing sexual assault or harassment a lot, and also that she wanted to raise awareness because people usually don't get that it also happens in our communities, in our political groups. But it does. And did I also? No. We can listen to the person organizing the protest again, and she said why she did the protest.
Die Idee kam eigentlich daher, dass wir den wohlbekannten Späti Roni uns angesehen haben und gemerkt haben, dass viele Personen diesen Ort nicht mehr betreten wollen oder halt auch nicht mehr da sein wollen, weil extrem viele Menschen angefangen haben, dort zu cornern, die sexistisches Mackerverhalten von sich gegeben haben, teilweise übergriffig auch wurden, Täterschutz betrieben haben und ähnliches. Das wollten wir nicht mehr hinnehmen, weil Roni halt uns allen sehr im Herz liegt und er selber auch von sich aus von so Verhalten zu berichten hat. Einbußen in der Kasse hatte, alles Mögliche. Und wir uns diesen Platz zurückholen wollten. Wenn es auch nur einmal, zweimal im Monat freitagsabends ist, wo ganz klar ist, dass so ein Verhalten auf gar keinen Fall toleriert wird, dass Menschen dem Ort verwiesen werden. Das ist eigentlich so unser Ansporn gewesen. Uns ist auch klar, dass wir als kleine Gruppe nicht in die Kiezmiliz spielen können, schon gar nicht jeden Tag, aber alleine diesen Menschen, zumindest diesen einen Abend wegzunehmen, ist für uns schon sehr, sehr viel wert.
So she said that it was also a political choice to do it in this place because there was a place you could buy cheap beer and there were mainly cis men hanging around there, and she wanted to take back the space also because the owner of the place didn't earn that much money in that time because people were avoiding the place and they didn't go inside, especially Flinter. Yeah. So, voices from the protest again. The person attending the protest I spoke to, she also said that she really liked the protest, but she wasn't quite content.
Ich find's gut, dass so viele Leute da sind. Und bis jetzt finde ich es auch sehr angenehm. Ich wünsche mir manchmal ein bisschen mehr. Oder ich merke selber, ich werde wütend und hätte gern dann irgendwie so ein Ventil dafür. Und ein bisschen würde ich mir auch wünschen, dass die Bullen und auch die Menschen ein bisschen mehr Angst vor uns hätten. Mhm. Aber ich habe so ein bisschen Hoffnung jetzt, so wenn ich die Leute, also die jüngeren Leute sehe, auf jeden Fall.
So we need more aggression next time, she said. but also she was hopeful that there were so many young people. At this protest, which was called Flinter Fight Back in Kodowitz.
Maybe you can also add some personal impressions. Did you share like the analysis or from Sophie, for example, or just that there was a lack of anger and expression of that, and also like she also said in the last contribution that that the police and the sexist men around don't fear us, and she would really like that would be kind of different, that there was would be an expression from the rally, which shows power, like is more empowering for the participants.
Yeah, I think it was sad because there were so many sad speeches, and it's sad if you can't transform it into rage, because people were very emotional, but then they were mainly going to their friends, and that's a good thing. I mean, you have to do emotional care work at these places also, but people were chanting and it was loud, but also I would like to see more rage, and also like people standing around there, you know, those people living in the neighborhood, you know who the people are that are harassing women and non-binary people. So I would like, in general, I would like to see more direct action towards those people. So I would like to see that they fear us. Yeah.
Okay. And do we have anything else you want to add, or should we go on?
Yeah, I forgot some topics. So there were two more stops people made. One was about community accountability, so that people in the personal surrounding aren't accountable for the actions some men do, and that they rather say that they do victim blaming, that they say the women did do that and that and that, and they don't believe often that sexual assault happens. So that was one topic that was really powerful, I think. And also there was one stop about awareness, so that we need more awareness concepts and more awareness groups and on parties and in our structures, because it doesn't just happen by itself, it doesn't just happen if everyone's aware, but we need a structure because there are so many shitty things happening. So, yeah. That was it very shortly. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot that you took the time to do this report, and that you're here. And we will go on with another track from a feminist rap crew from Madrid, Spain. They are called Ira, and they have a really strong attitude as well.
Nice.
Soy la perra de tu ciego y tengo hambre y cabreo suficiente para repartir por kilos. Soy la zorra que devora con astucia cada parte del pastel que considero injustamente repartido. Soy la viuda del cabrón de mi marido, la puta empoderada que coge la metralleta. Harta de cadena se desata de su nudo con un tiro en la nuca para aquel que se lo aprieta. Que el machismo mata mucho más que ETA y cada bestia con su treta va buscando a qué arrimarse. Con un sucio interés, una estrategia que me irrita. Por eso soy la gran hija maldita de mi madre, madre.
Soy toda sin ninguna en cualquier parte. Soy cada trozo de este corazón hecho pedazos. Soy la rabia de mis hermanas de sangre defendiéndose del mal con estas piernas y estos brazos. Soy la que nunca visteis más allá, la que estaba por llegar mientras mirabais a otro lado. Soy la voz que pone en duda tu verdad, soy una bala más en la boca del patriarcado. Soy la presa insurrecta irreductible, encerrada por creer en un mejor mundo posible. Blindan sus ideas, pero algo se les escapa, que su lucha es más férrea que la reja que la atrapa.
Soy el puño en alto de todas las compañeras que han sido silenciadas dentro de la propia lucha, por esos que te dicen mientras alzan su bandera: mujer, si no luchas, nadie te escucha. Soy la que no atiende ni a peros ni a detalles, porque he vivido el miedo de andar sola por la calle. Soy la que rompe los silencios del amigo, porque son peor castigo que el grito del enemigo. Soy la exagerada, la que nunca consideras a quien tomas por inútil y planea tu sentencia. Soy la castigada de por vida, culpable mala madre que no quiere traer hijas a este fraude.
Soy la misma Eva reencarnada, la que muerde la manzana y no piensa dejar nada. Soy la que no quiere estar libre de pecado y que rechaza un cielo que la obliga a estar callada. Soy cada cuerpo despojado de derechos, cada útero que quiso y no pudo decidir. Aquellos que los usan para su propio provecho son los mismos que deciden, pero no van a parir. Soy la que toma las riendas de su vida y soporta las pedradas de una sociedad maldita,
maldita,
como aquella que se cuestionó este orden y acabó enterrada dejando su ira escrita. Yo soy la que empuñó el cuchillo cuando bajo gritos golpeaste para someter. La que ante la duda prefirió ser viuda y clavo profundo para no volverte a ver. 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 Y clavo profundo para no volverte a ver.
Yeah. After this track, we are back in studio and we will go on with the interview announced in the beginning. Thanks at that point to Camila. She cutted it, even if she feels kind of really bad and is a little sick at the moment, and that's why she is not here today. But she did that work and cut it, this interview from the final straw, because sadly we cannot like transmit the whole interview, but you can listen to it at, you can find it on the webpage from the Final Straw Radio, and the Final Straw Radio .noblogs.org. Yeah, as I said in the beginning, it's about the uprising and the lessons people can learn out of it in Belarus. And not only about that, also about the current situation of political prisoners and the attempts of the government or the dictatorship in Belarus to harass or persecute people from the resistance also abroad. Yeah, that's the content of the interview we're gonna listen now. It's around 14 minutes and after that we will be back in the studio and have some announcements and stuff for you.
Air-
Airing first on Asheville FM, WSFM LP 103.3 in Asheville, North Carolina, this is The Final Straw, a weekly anarchist and anti-authoritarian broadcast and podcast emanating out of occupied Jalagi land in southern Appalachia. We bring you voices from struggles for liberation from all around the world. Welcome. Would you please introduce yourselves to the audience with whatever names, gender pronouns, locations, affiliation, or other info that could be useful for this conversation?
I might go first. I'm Maria. I go by she, her pronouns, and I am speaking on behalf of the Anarchist Black Cross Belarus chapter here. So I can't expose my location at the moment, but at the moment I'm outside of the country.
And my name is Vasily, an activist from Belarus who is not in Belarus right now. He, him, and I'm involved in some anarchist organizations from Belarus.
Yeah. And Maria, could you tell us a little bit about Anarchist Black Cross Belarus, the kind of work that you all do, and some of your history?
Right. The Anarchist Black Cross Belarus started, I think, around 2009. In Minsk, which is the capital. First, it was like rather an informal kind of network of people who would just make random donations, just not really doing anything other than collecting money. And back then, before 2010, when the first wave of repression hit the anarchist movement in Belarus, the group was not really needed because the state didn't look so much at the anarchists as the enemies, let's say. But after 2010, the group was kind of formed anew, and now it has like membership, and it's a collective that has been running since then. And over time, we've evolved into like a stable group that is doing fundraisers and supports anarchist and anti-fascist prisoners in Belarus. And sometimes also people who have Belarusian citizenship who have problems in other countries because of their anti-authoritarian activity. We also trying to expand the support, not just from material side or not just provide financial support, but also psychological support. Not that we are providing that, but we are like open to pay for that or to look for either professionals or like self-help groups and so on, because we see like activist trauma, like post-repression trauma as a consequence of repression that needs to be dealt with, especially also after release from prisons. Yeah, so we're trying to work on that, and we're also quite interested, and I think we were quite successful in creating a new, let's say, security culture in the movement, like trying to agitate for like not talking to the cops and giving a lot of trainings and seminars, producing brochures about like what expects you once you get caught and what's the best way to behave, and also get like showing some light at how the police is preparing themselves like for psychological pressure, like what methods they use in order to actually make you speak. So this is what we've been doing, and I think this last year was like a catastrophe for the collective, because previously we had to deal with like, let's say, 3 to 6 prisoners a year, let's say, and maybe also on like throughout the years it would be like the same people who would just be in prison for longer terms. But this year, at the moment, there's already like 26 people who are either behind bars or have already been convicted after the protests. And a lot of people had to flee the country. And this is also like our comrades that we need to help with like migration issues and also like settlement support and stuff like that. So yeah, this is why at the moment we like have to like we have a lot of work, and we also need a lot of support from the outside of the country as well.
It feels like we can also go back and touch on this in later questions too, but since we are talking about ABC Belarus right now, could you tell us of any ways people can find out about your work and any other like international organizations or momentum that you participate in, like the Week of Solidarity or the Anarchist Defense Fund, like that sort of stuff?
Right. I mean, ABC Belarus is like part of this probably shrinking network of ABC groups here in Europe. We are like have like some connections to also ABC groups in the US, but not so much. But in general, we try to like participate in any effort of solidarity here in this continent. And basically, you can find information about the group and also the news on like Belarusian prisoners or like general repression in the country on our website, which is abcbelarus.org. And we are trying to publish now monthly updates on repression in the country in English. So it's not only about fundraising, but also like you can forward or like repost, share messages from there if you have like a English speaking website somewhere. Yeah, so basically that's it.
Last year, I spoke with a comrade around November of 2020, about a year ago, about the uprising in Belarus, which had already been going for some months at this point. For listeners who somehow missed it, could one of you give a really brief overview of the uprising, at least up until that point, and just sort of bring us up to date so that we can move on from there?
So if you missed what was happening in Belarus in 2020, in August, after the elections of the president, one eventually the biggest uprising in the modern history of the country happened, with first dozens of thousands of people going to the streets, and afterwards hundreds of thousands of people going to protest against the dictatorship of Alexander Lukashenko. This lasted for several months. One of the reasons that actually this whole thing was possible was the coronavirus, but also dissatisfaction with the economical problems of the country and so on. And the protests had different momentums. Like in the first days, it was really intensive and with a lot of clashes with the police and with a lot of repressions and at least several people killed by the police. Later on, it transformed in some kind of a peaceful demonstrations, marches every Sunday. However, it never managed to grow to the extent that would destroy the governmental power and eventually put end to Lukashenko's rule in the country. By the end of 2020, most of the protests were over all around the country. A lot of people were repressed. I think in this 4 months since August, from August to December, over 30,000 people were prosecuted, 30,000 people in the frame of 9.5 million people living in Belarus, which was like a super big amount of people. That means that everybody knew someone who was eventually repressed. Apart from that, over 1,000 people were detained and put on like a hold for prosecution. The 30,000 people were prosecuted through administrative codex, which was like a smaller violation of the public disorder, which would give you like 15 days in prison or fines. And this over 1,000 people were arrested and are now awaiting or were prosecuted or waiting for trial for the criminal offenses, which would be, I don't know, 1 year in prison up to 25 years in prison. So the protests were crashed, and at some point we thought that maybe the Belarusian government will, you know, go crazy for the next couple of months and will calm down, as it was happening normally through the history, that if there would be like a protest, there would be some repressions, but then the government would stop. And over 1 year since the protests, the repressions are still going on and people are still getting arrested. The police is still processing the videos and photos that they made during the protests, and they are still like catching the protesters and charging them with the more serious actually charges than they were doing in autumn 2020. Also, apart from that, there is a big wave of migration that started with the mass repressions. Depending on the country, there are also dozens of thousands of people left, mostly in direction of Ukraine and Poland, which are the nearest countries. And some parts went to Lithuania and the others went all around the world, basically. But the biggest diasporas right now are concentrated in Ukraine and Poland and trying to organize politically there in any way to undermine the Belarusian government politics in the region. Right. So, and at that point right now, most of the political organizing is actually smashed. So all the political organizations were destroyed. Most of the media that is not affiliated with the government is banned or got their license revoked. And journalists actually massively left the country because of the threat of prosecution. The human rights organizations are also en masse leaving the country, and there are several human rights defenders, like big ones in the political sphere, who are sitting in prison. And most of also non-governmental NGOs not affiliated with the Belarusian government are also getting shut down. And people who were working for those NGOs leave in the country to go abroad under threat of prosecution as well. Yeah, so everything looks pretty dire. Apart from that, it's also worth mentioning that when we came to the elections in 2020, Lukashenko was quite close to the Western countries, to European Union, but also to US. And he was getting like funding from those countries. But as the protests escalated and as Lukashenko was making more and more political mistakes, European Union was kind of cornered into reacting to his bullshit. And now the regime is under sanctions of European Union and US, and that kind of like forced Lukashenko to search for another allies. And now his main ally is Putin, who, well, doesn't care about dead people or blood flowing on the streets as long as you are loyal to him. So Lukashenko's regime is now heavily based on Russian support. And this was happening historically. All in all, Lukashenko managed to survive because Putin or Yeltsin back then were supporting him economically, but also politically on the bigger political arena.
Can you talk about the upcoming crowdfunding to that ABC Belarus is going to be enacting, and sort of what the fund, how much funds are needed, where the money would be going, and how people can get involved in supporting that?
Right. So basically, like I said previously, we are trying to help people financially in the first place with legal fees and care packages to prison, but also with paying for therapy sessions or providing money for people who have spent like a month in jail, for example, but they couldn't work, but they have to still pay for their flat, or people who have migrated and need some support, at least in the first like 3 to 6 months. And that's a lot of people. And we don't really receive a lot of donations in Belarus because there's almost no one left. Everybody's either in jail or outside of the country. And also we don't have like, it's not safe to have like a personal account where people could donate in Belarus. So most of our donation channels are like electronic wallets or like Bitcoin, PayPal, or European bank accounts, which is not like really useful for people in Belarus because PayPal doesn't work there, and European bank account would require like a lot of fees. So most of our donations are coming from abroad, and each case costs us like around 5,000 euros, or like, okay, $6,000-$7,000. And these are ongoing, like people are going to stay in jail for like 5 to 10 years. I mean, if nothing changes. And in order to provide assistance, like on ongoing basis, like I think we, once a year, we're like putting a like big crowdfunding campaign and trying to attract funds. So it would be really cool if people could spread it. And I think the link is going to appear like somewhere in the description to this episode. Yeah, so it would be really cool if you could spread the word because this is something we really need now.
Thank you, Maria and Vasily, both for participating in this conversation and sharing your experiences and your perspectives.
Ask a dad.
As you can listen, we reached a part of the announcements of today's show. And we will start with an announcement about some background music. A little too loud. About the direct action in solidarity with the refugees at the Polish-Belarusian border. For over the past month, an increasing number of refugees fleeing from other parts in the world are trying to cross the Polish-Belarusian border. As a result, Poland imposed a state of emergency on the border to Belarus, and measures taken by the army, police and border control have made it nearly impossible to help these refugees. Both Polish and Belarusian border guards carry out pushbacks, bringing people they have caught back to the border and forcing them to cross it. So far, six people have already lost their lives there. As a direct reaction on these circumstances, grassroots initiative Tribu X and others started a collection of money and goods in order to support the refugees with the most important stuff they need to survive under these harsh conditions. So, if you want to contribute to the ongoing campaign, you can check tribu-x.org, tribu-x.org, or start your own action in solidarity. The situation is very urgent. So, and also we can announce that the upcoming Monday there will be another audio in German language here in the at Radio Blau at 7 p.m. in the Aktuell show. Upcoming Saturday, the 23rd of October, there will be a rally, which has the aim to show solidarity and strength among the so-called left structures, which are affected by repression and attacks carried out by fascists and the state. And yeah, another aim of the demo will be to defend our utopia of better, of a better world, as they write in their call. There will be three different starting points with its own topic, and these rallies will unite in one big demo in direction of Konnewitz. So if you are interested, you can find several calls and infos about it on allezusammen.noblogs.org. allezusammen.noblogs.org. Last but not least, there's a new info kiosk called Tante Emma in Leipzig Leutsch. It opened around the end of September. It's based in Georg Schwarzstraße 178, and so far it's open every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Interested people are very welcome to pass by, have a coffee, read some books, talk about what's going on in the quarter, and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's it with our announcement part for today. We have some minutes left. As always, you can contact us via bn-tilia@riseup.net and check out old shows on badnewsfortilia.noblogs.org. badnewsfortilia.noblogs.org. Yeah, so don't hesitate to contact us, to share ideas for the show, to tell us about upcoming events, actions, or whatever you want to have announced in our show, or to give us feedback about our chaos we create here in the show. And yeah, so we will say goodbye and have a last track. Thanks a lot again, Hannah, for joining the show. Yeah, you have to say some goodbye words or anything else you want to
share? No. Stay angry.
Stay angry or get angry. And get active. Don't be depressive. Even if there's that much and many bad news all over the world, we are lucky that we have, from time to time, we have also some good news or some good things to tell here in the show. And we, so far, we didn't lose
hope.
The hope.
Yeah.
Everything is possible. So tune in next time. Check our webpage. We are out.
So, we will not criticize the other muscle art of Filipino. They are also good, but the only thing I can say is different style. Okay, we'll start now.
This ain't a rap song. You know where you at, homes. You know it's 100 of us in that Cadillac. You know Filipinos, though. Might spill my 40 on the couch. My mom ain't tripping, no. Cause she got plastic wrapped around it like a Kia car. I'm from the blood of savages they brought to world fairs. Chained up to a pole for Caucasians to point and stare scared. The ones who could not drop from calibers the army had. So they made higher calibers, the 45 mag. White flag, drench it in blood until it go dark red. You ain't gon' know till that 100 of us is outside lit ready to bump heads. Hunt heads, the cannibal appetite buried way down in my DNA. Being a GNA target's a DA. Make it unlikely I give a fuck anyway. We are the reason Marines wore leather neck. I'm talking island style, we cut ear to ear, right left. We call that a manila cut necklace. And I bet you my knife click and like one flip you see blades. Then I get Leo hit on you gon' catch up at that on the ass fade. I'm just saying.
We deliver the slash. We leave it at last. It has to be perfect.
Well, I guess it's a rap song. You know where you at, homes. I'm feeling like Mike Dream holding a Krylon when that mic on. My mama told me that the bishop from the village church took young women to see God, but he would rape them first. I'm such a Debbie Downer. The local out of towner. I'm already knowing the issues surrounding the native homies out in Little Earth. The homies in SinCal. The homies who stuck in the federal box but don't know when they get out. I come from Clawcut just to scrap against the Spanish sword. That's right. And that's been with me since before they cut my mama's cord. This that resistance, I repeat words from my older tracks. And that really ain't different from these other fuckers' dumb rats. Except the shit I say, go rally folks like Abby did. Karaja in a Dodger jersey, challenging all of your politics. And when I say Bernie, I mean burn that fucking CBS. Grab me a couple of 40s, I got a few homies, the homies just laid to rest. And I bet my knife click and like one flip you see blade. And I go drunk uncle on you and get all in your motherfucking face. I'm just saying.
Because if I aim to decapitate, take your head off, I want to be sure that my slash is perfect.
Yeah, it's a rap song.
Oh, yeah.
You know where we at, homes.
You know.
We in the middle of literal poverty when we go back home. We immigrant-minded, criminal science will bend the rules a bit. The news will trick these stupid kids and view in the world through a crucifix.
Lalabanan yan ni takas ang inosenteng mga politikong nakinulong. Grabe na dun sa ilalim ni jefe na ibente.
They have sold off another election to give to the richest and fill up a prison and let them go at it. Turning these victims against other victims.
When I deliver the trust, I want to take half of your body.